This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. Former U.S. Secretary of State and Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton has endorsed former Vice President Joe Biden on Tuesday in his bid against President Donald Trump in the November national election. Clinton joined Biden in a video conference on the coronavirus's effect on women on Tuesday. As part of her presentation, she said this is a moment where we need a leader like Joe Biden. Joe Biden has been preparing for this moment his entire life. Clinton, who ran against Trump in the last election, outpolled Trump by nearly 3 million votes in 2016 throughout the United States, but narrowly lost electoral college votes in several key states. That was enough to give Trump the national victory. The former first lady, who then pursued her own political career, is the latest key Democrat to endorse Biden. She joins former President Barack Obama and most of Biden's former Democratic rivals in supporting Biden's candidacy. The International Rescue Committee warned Tuesday that up to 1 billion potential COVID-19 cases and 3.2 million deaths could occur in 34 countries that are confronting crisis or at war. Those countries include Afghanistan, Syria, and Yemen. The IRC said an analysis of potential response scenarios found COVID-19 could cause between 500 million and 1 billion infections and between 1.7 and 3.2 million fatalities in those vulnerable countries. IRC President and CEO David Miliband said the full devastating and disproportionate weight of this pandemic has yet to be felt in the world's most fragile and war-torn countries. He used an interview with Sky News Tuesday to urge the world's wealthiest nations to help the world's most vulnerable. This is VOA News.